Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
How are you keeping now?
Not too bad.
Okay, what happened?
So, I suppose I'll start at the start. On the 13th of March, I had a really bad chest infection, and I went to my doctor and he gave me prescribed an antibiotic.
Okay.
And while I was there, I asked him about the COVID.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It was only kind of tearing off at that stage.
The lockdown just began. Yes,
yeah. So he said to me, he said, unless you're very old or very unlucky, he said, there won't be a chance of you getting it. But he said, if you want me, he said, I'll put you down to have you tested.
Okay.
So I said, fine, yeah. So I kind of thought I was going to get a phone call an hour later or whatever. So I never heard anything. And then I got a text a week to the day later to say that they had cancelled all the tests, that you had to show 3 symptoms if you wanted to be tested again. So at this stage, I was really sick and I just didn't bother. So, so as the week went on, I just got worse and worse. And I tried to get in touch with my GP. I couldn't get in touch with him. So on the following Saturday, I rang the out-of-service doctors. And I spoke to a lady there, and she said, due to the virus, the doctor wouldn't be able to call to the house. So she said somebody would FaceTime me and diagnose me over the phone, and they would fax a prescription to my chemist, and somebody could pick it up for me.
Okay.
And so I've never heard back to them to this day. I've never heard anything back off them. So the following week, then I was just at this stage. I hadn't kind of eaten for 2 weeks. I was weak as anything. I was just, the cough was horrific, and I phoned my doctor. So my doctor told me just to phone an ambulance.
Nice.
So I phoned an ambulance, and I made my way down the stairs, which was pretty hard because I was so weak at this stage. And the ambulance pulled up outside, and he was outside for about a half an hour putting all his protective gear on, and he came in and he took my temperature, and he said to me, you look okay to me. And I said, well, sorry, you know, I didn't know what he meant. Like, and he said, you're not going to skip the queue by calling an ambulance. I was a bit taken back with that, and I said, I'm not ringing to skip a queue. I said, I'm only ringing because that's what my doctor told me to do.
Nice.
So he kind of more or less said, well, you can come, but, you know, and so I just said to him, go ahead. So he just left then. So at this stage, yeah, I was really, really bad, and I stuck it out for another few days. And
so the ambulance drove off without you?
Yes, yeah. So, so I hadn't heard back from the Luke doc, whatever. So I said to my partner, I said, just do something. You have to do something. I just couldn't take anymore. So he rang my doctor, my GP. The GP told him to drive me up and wait outside the surgery in the car. And he came out and brought me in, and when he seen me and when he put the telescope on me, he nearly died. So he just got straight onto the computer, gave my partner a letter and said, get her straight up to Tallaght Hospital. So that was on the 30th of March. So I had started off from the 13th, and I was admitted into the hospital on the 30th. And I was kept in for 7 days, and they put me on the hydroxychloroquine, which probably saved my life. And I was discharged then after 7 days. And, as soon as I got out, I just wanted, because my breathing had been so bad or whatever, I just wanted to get out, get walking, get fresh air into my lungs. So I was out over in the park every day. And, everything was fine. My appetite came back, and everything was going well. And then about two to 3 weeks after I came out of the hospital, my hair was really long. I noticed a bit of hair fall. Every day I was having a shower, but that would normally happen to me every year. So
okay.
So then after about a week or two, it was like handfuls. I mean, it was just coming out in clumps. So I was just frantic. I didn't know what was going on. So I basically had a plastic bag full of hair. I went up to my GP and said to him, what's going on? Like, you know, I didn't know what was going on. I thought it might have been from the that medication, the hydroxychloroquine, and I asked him, and he said, no, we didn't think so, but he said I'd have to go and see a dermatologist. So that took about 5 weeks to actually get an appointment to see the dermatologist. And so basically what they said was that my body had gone into shock, and that's why my hair was falling out. So,
And did they say it was an after long-haul effect, as they're calling them now, of COVID?
they just said it was my body went into shock from the COVID virus, and that's what caused the hair to fall out.
But have many people with COVID had hair loss?
Well, you see, nobody's really talking about it, and I don't know, but I have a friend who lives over in England who's a nurse, and she told me that they'd done a survey on 1,500 people, and out of the 1,500 people, 400 people had hair loss. And apparently it's a big, big problem, but nobody seems to be talking about it. So I'd be really interested to hear if any of your listeners.
And is there any indication that the hair will grow back again?
Well, when I went to see the dermatologist, of course, I asked the doctor to make an appointment for me in the hospital to see a dermatologist. And he said, you'd be waiting 2 years. You haven't got a hope. He said, you're going to have to go private. So I went to a private clinic, and I was in there with the dermatologist for about 10 minutes. She told me the name, but I can't actually pronounce the name of it. Teflon or something like that is the name of it. And I said to her, am I going to go bald? And she couldn't answer me. She didn't know. So, yeah.
And
so
how has the hair loss continued?
So the hair loss kept falling. Basically, I told you my hair was right down my back. I had really long hair. And as I said, it was just absolutely horrific and traumatic. Every time I had a shower, like one day I actually picked so much hair up at the end of the shower and put it into the toilet, it wouldn't even flush down. It was like a wig in the toilet. And every time I brushed my hair, it was just coming out. So it went on, it continued for, I think, that started 2 weeks after I got out of the hospital, which would have been halfway through April. And it just stopped around, I'd say a week into August. But most of my hair is gone now at this stage.
Do you think, as far as you can, is the hair loss from stress, from the medication, or from COVID?
No, well, to be quite honest with you, Joe, I think because of the fact it took me so long to be looked at, you know, because like from the 13th of March to the 30th of March, like I was having high temperatures, the cough was horrific, and I think it was just the length of time. Now, I know it was at the start and nobody knew what was going on, and everybody was in panic stations, but I think it was the fact that I was left so long without being treated. With the high temperature.
You were first noticed and treated on March 13. And when were you diagnosed with COVID? March 30th?
The day I was admitted to Tala Hospital. Yeah. They done a test there and then.
17 days later, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and then they said I had pneumonia as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd just be interested to hear
any other long haul effects of COVID.
No, thank God, Joe. Now, as I said, I'm a big hill walker, and I walk out in the parks every day, and I'm out on the hills, and actually out in Howth there today on the cliffs, absolutely beautiful. So that was my biggest thing, just get out walking.
Yeah,
and,
well done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. You're saying, does anyone else know? Has anyone else who had COVID or known someone who had COVID, is that one of the effects? Is it just an effect on women, or is it an effect on both?
Yeah, I don't know. You see, I don't know. Nobody's talking about it.
Okay, stay well, Elizabeth. It's stressful at the best of them. Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank you indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.